Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Let's talk to Ricardo Evangelista. He is from Active Trades. Very good morning to you, Ricardo.
Good morning.
I've just about got your surname right after well all done. These years. Okay, let's talk about not my favourite subject, regulation, in particular MiFID. Now, I've read lots of stuff about dark pools this week, and apparently the volume weighted is the wrong amount of volume, and there's lots of sort of fighting. I've spoken to hedge fund managers, I've spoken to brokers, and I think I read there was 1.7 million paragraphs were written over a seven-year period. How is MiFID impacting you guys?
Well, I think those figures you mentioned there speak for themselves. It is a very complex piece of legislation. It touches on many aspects of what is the day-to-day affairs of our industry, and it will have a very strong impact. Some of it will be good; it's undeniable. It's always good to have more transparency, to have more protection for all the operators in the market. So, I think that aspect of things is good. However, saying that, one cannot help to feel that on some points, this concern to introduce positive changes may turn out to do exactly the opposite. So we'll see. But we're definitely living through interesting times for our industry with MiFID, with ESMA as well, in our niche of this industry. So brokerage, we are looking with some concerns at the proposals to cap leverage at very low levels. Of course, we need to cap leverage because some operators offer ridiculous levels. However, if we cap them too low, we may be pushing traders into the hands of brokers that are regulated in less reputable places and throw traders into the hands of brokers that offer no protection. So I think nothing is finalized yet, but we're definitely living through very interesting times. It's been hard. We've had to adjust to put in place new measures. We've had to create new procedures. Internally, it's been difficult to keep up with all these changes. So positive on one hand, and we are embracing these changes, but at the same time, we are concerned that on a few points, they may be taken too far, and things may be getting too difficult for us.
Well, over Christmas, one brokerage firm basically said they'd assigned 10% of its workforce to the MiFID project.
Yes.
And I thought that must have a massive cost implication.
Yes, exactly the same for us. I would say that even more than that, we've had, in order to implement the new requisites, we've had to allocate our entire Salesforce, a sales team, into this project. I mean, for 1 month we had no salespeople.
Right.
So this was quite detrimental to us.
The business.
Yes.
So just going back to leverage, and obviously leverage is brilliant when it's working, and it's truly awful when it's not. If you go to a traditional bookmakers now, you can go into the slot machines, and they're trying to reduce the £100 to £2. But surely, like leverage in the stock markets, okay, if you put your money on the table, you should have the ability to work out what leverage levels you want to use and not be told by a regulator, an organisation, that, you know, this is your maximum bet, let's call it. Isn't that kind of wrong?
I mean, the concern on the part of the regulator surrounding suitability, It's a legitimate one, and it's a useful one, because these products are not suitable for everybody. Some people don't understand the basic...
But the vast majority of people lose money on CFDs, retail, don't they?
The majority of people do lose money, yes. I would say maybe 65,
35%. But I go to trader events and I've got guys who come out of college and they go, oh my God, I want to be the next market wizard.
Yes.
Okay, and I'm starting with $5,000 or whatever it is. And you know, statistically, it's very unlikely to happen, but they've still got that dream. They could be that Warren Buffett.
Yes. I'm on your side here on this argument. I think that people should be able to decide for themselves what is suitable. There is an element of emotion associated with this as well that somehow needs to come with a health warning almost, so, telling people that, listen, leverage may not be for you because you can learn, you can lose your money quicker than you would otherwise. However, that may be a risk they're prepared to take because they want to go down at the deep end and they want to try their luck. And some people actually succeed,
exactly.
Some don't.
I've never set up a brokerage account in 30 years that I didn't have to sign risk warning documents saying leverage can be very, very bad news.
Exactly. I think there's a trend at the moment to over-regulate our industry. This field within our industry is very visible, is very present in people's lives, and we're hearing echoes of this as well with the gambling industry as well. So it's whatever is hot on the news tends to be under the eye of the regulators and the legislators, and obviously they have some political associations as well, and they want to be seen as being in tune with times. Now, as I said, a great part of this is positive, is good. Maybe it could be taking things one step too far in some senses and will be alienating people and pushing them into the hands of unregulated operators.
Ricardo, as always, thank you for your thoughts. I think it sounded like a soapbox then. Fantastic stuff. Thank you for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you, Nick.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.